Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Miggity, miggity, Mike.
Yo, sit your ass down. I'm not
playing on the thing.
Cause,
ladies and gentlemen,
the phone is thrown.
Yo, Main Chapter Podcast, episode 109.
110.
Is it 110?
Yeah. Oh,
brick.
Well,
bastard.
We're here now. This is the reality that we live in. This is the area of the multiverse that we'll be working in. Boys. Now, we're going to give the people the energy for the next two episodes because, my God, we was
going through it, man. We want to apologize for the last... Well, not the episode we came out last week, but the week before. Okay. We were very hungover it just wasn't a good week.
Nah.
But we're back. We're back with energy.
We're back. Yeah, 110%. Have to be.
You know what I'm saying?
Episode 110, boys. How's it feel? 110, that's a nice clean number as well. I can't even be capping. As always, you know what time it is. Introduce yourselves. To the people, them.
Big 2L in the building. Don Corleone, the one and only.
Facts.
Well, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
It's Genghis Chibogwe.
You already know what time it is.
It's E-Man G45. G is solid. The 4-5 is silent. It's the Black Mamba Dove. It's the Yam Cheetah as well.
The who?
Elaborate.
The Yam Cheetah.
Elaborate.
My dad did a history of like where we come from. As a tribe, and we are known as the Cheetah people, but he doesn't know why a certain clan of that tribe is called the Yam people. Like, why they're called the Yam.
So they're you're a Cheetah and they're Yam Cheetah.
Yeah, I just want to call it Yam Cheetah.
I hear that.
It's another one that adds into the names and the aliases.
Why not? You know?
Yeah.
That's king shit. Two dems in the building. You ain't know what time it is.
No, what time is it?
It is, as of recording, 3:21.
The Ville is back.
The Ville is back. For real, dog.
Just checking.
It has to
I wasn't
checked.
Sure.
is he in the building or not? Mm. Okay, so please remind me, what's the first topic for today?
DERs.
No. And then that ends that discussion.
I don't.
I've never done it. Well, there you go. We don't sodomize our women.
Next topic.
That was short and sweet.
Jesus Christ.
He is watching.
Please do.
Dark.
Tune in.
Hey, yo. Anyway, after the success of discussing songs that, you know, we actually hate, which everybody actually likes, I figured we should go back to this and expand it to movies. Because, you know, there's a lot of movies that people typically don't like. And I was just curious to know, what are the movies you guys love that everybody genuinely hates?
Do you have something to like kick us off with?
So I really, really like Too Fast, Too Furious. That movie is so shit, but it's so good.
Oh, it's a leave it, Kerr.
It's a leave it, Kerr. Rest in peace to Paul Walker, obviously.
That film is racismo.
That is racismo.
Oh, wow. That is
a terrible movie. I watched it back a few years ago. And like, obviously the banter between Tyrese and Paul Walker was cool.
Yeah.
It just aged poorly. And the acting in there was just abysmal.
These are some fast boys.
Like,
these boys are too fast and they're very furious.
It's just terrible. It's just terrible.
I mean, I was screenwriting back in the day.
When did that come out? 03, 04,
02. That's horrid, man.
It was a sign of the times, though.
110%. It's a capsule. Yeah. It's a time capsule.
The ludicrous soundtrack. Well, the songs on the soundtrack.
I'm trying to think.
The cars as well. And that
what is that
frame.
For me?
Eva Mendes.
Oh, gosh.
No, I'm going to say it. And I love this character. And I actually quite like the trilogy that it comes from. Batman Begins.
Well, you like it?
I thought we were saying films that everyone thinks are good, but you don't like.
We can do one and then the other. I started with ones that I like, and then everybody I know hates.
Not crazy about Batman Begins, man.
Okay.
I saw it recently, and I was just like, this is not a good film, you know.
It's a bit where he was like, nice car.
Or, I said, get the fuck out, shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
I disagree.
I mean, of course, that's the whole point of the conversation.
I know.
I was like, this might be mid.
One thing I really like about that movie is the first 30 minutes where he's in the mountains and he's just training. That montage is just hard. Like, that is hard. Everything else is, yeah, fair enough.
Yeah.
Besides that, I really, really like
when he gets back to Gotham, I said, yo.
And then you see the DLR. Yeah.
You see the DLR. Death by DLR. Now, to be fair, you be on that line. Sometimes you do feel like you're dying. This line goes nowhere.
Does anybody
nowhere
drive
helpful?
It? Is it driven?
No, you know. When it wasn't 24 hours, I was vexed. Because I was like, of all the lines to not be 24 hours, this doesn't make sense. No one drives it, so why are you not 24 hours?
That's a good question.
Mm. Yeah.
Sadiq, come on, man.
Sadiq.
Give us some answers.
Yeah, true.
Come on, get on your car and shit, man.
I would say the one... Okay, so I watched this film recently. And I found out that when I was young, right, and impressionable, is that the word?
Mm-hmm.
Right,
young
when I was young and impressionable, this film meant everything to me. But then when I watched it back, I felt like it's trash.
Mm. Yeah.
There are still moments and pockets in time where, like in the film, where it's like, that's an amazing part, but the film's trash. It's Get Rich or Die Trying.
Elaborate. You love the bit where the guy was like, but if I'm right,
you know what?
I'm wrong.
I didn't know I had that deep in my subconscious because I loved the film so much. I didn't know I had that part deep in my subconscious for me to say, when I'm right, I'm right. And then when I looked it up, I was like, it's from this film. So now I would say that it's not a great film. If you watch it, it's like, it's not that great, man.
No.
It's not that great.
Hey, you know what? Both Fantastic Four films. Can't talk to me, man. Them shits is classics. I don't know what the critics are on.
Oh, you mean the old one?
Yeah.
I was about to say, I think you meant the Michael B. Jordan one. I said, you guys get out of here, dog. Yeah. I watched 10 minutes of that movie. I said, this is
Jessica Alba was Jessica Alba in, man.
Oh, that was peak Jessica Alba, man.
Oh, man. Yo, queen shit, man.
Sensational.
For real, generational talent, man.
Generational talent.
I've never heard that word.
Oh, I don't even really know what it means, but I just love saying it.
It's such a stupid football term. They've run to death now. I'll give you that. The first one was...
There's nothing you can say about me.
It was smoky on that.
I'm not gonna lie.
It was actually smoky.
It's smoking.
But Galactus was terrible in that, though. The man was
it weren't even Galactus.
It was COVID, bro.
I didn't know.
Man was just one big cloud.
He was.
Man was just a cloud.
He was a cloud, yeah.
That was dead. That was the one thing I hated about that movie.
I really enjoyed those two films back to back. That was really what got me into loving superheroes.
It's when
films.
He goes through the building, Silver Surfer. Mm. Do you know what I'm saying? Like that was a moment in film, cinematography. Just like looking at that scene.
Mm. Oh, that's what you're saying.
Where he just comes out the building.
Yeah, like even, yeah. It was that's like, hard.
Nah,
Homeboy was going through it.
It was smoky.
When he saw that he went through the building, he said, "Yo, I'm out." He wanted to,
he wanted to bail. He was just like, you know what? That's.
Yeah, I'm gonna let you do your thing, man. Sometimes someone's just like in the zone, and you just have to let it get it off. You know what I mean?
For real, dog.
He was moving like prime Salah, and I respect it.
Mm? Clappers, man. Mm. Honestly, I'm trying to think of any more. What other movies are there?
I had one. It's in the same realm of like Fantastic Four, and I think it's a superhero film that I was gonna say.
Blade Trinity. Sorry, is that what
the third
called?
One? Yeah. Ryan Reynolds.
That movie's trash.
Nah, suck. Oh my god, that film is terrible.
Serious? You know what?
I think it's unwatchable.
It's not unwatchable. It's
nah,
just,
it is. I was little, and I you know when you're young, you just watch.
I didn't watch
film.
It when I was young, to be honest, man. I was in a Christian household. I couldn't.
They were trying to get down with vampires. To be fair, I'm the same person that my dad said, you're not allowed to watch That's So Raven, so I don't really know what I'm talking about.
Why did they not let you watch That's So Raven?
I don't know, man.
That woman was a witch.
Kishani is weird, man.
Oh, like, because she's here just, she out here just
she's psychic.
Migrating you.
Hey,
just,
black people need to give it a rest.
I would never be that person. Fam, need to give it a rest. Look how long I couldn't watch Harry Potter for.
No, Harry Potter is witchery. Like, that's wizardry, bro.
He is. It's calm.
No, but the thing
I
is,
I watched it and I
was
said,
"Was it part one? Part one was trash. Was it part one that was trash? One
I of them
was
the first trash. Harry, I would actually argue the first two Harry Potters are actually unwatchable.
I like Chamber of Secrets.
I like them. Shits is bad.
All right, because they're kids. All right, which one came out 2011? Which one came out 2011?
These films are 2 hours and a half. Don't even do that. Deathly Hallows Part Two. They were cooking.
No, 2011
was Part One.
Yeah, Part One was trash.
Hey, listen.
It was trash.
Fucking, what's his name? Voldemort's like 2,000 years old, however old he is. He's beefing Harry
He's
Potter,
beefing
who's in jeans. You're losing to a man in jeans.
Go beef your age mates.
I got
beef your age mates, bro.
For real.
I really like the two Matrix movies after the first one, you know.
Oh, I really did too. But I
feel
I was...
like they're overheated. I don't know why people don't like them that much.
Yeah.
I don't know though. A lot of this, I feel like I was a kid, so it was like you could have put anything in front of me, I'd have enjoyed it.
And you would have loved it. But I watched it.
That's why I was like, with Blade, I was like, nah, this is bad.
Now, back to Blade Trinity, I think a lot of people who were of that age, they watched the first one and the second one.
Which are both very, very good.
It was really hardcore, really punk, leather, latex, that type of vibe. And then in this one, you have Not to call her some girl, but some girl. Hold on. You have some girl and then some funny guy. Do you know what I'm saying?
I hear what
you're
saying.
And then they're trying to just defeat the world. They're trying to defeat Dracul.
There's a one that we both, I think maybe everyone in this room loves, but is panned by everyone.
What?
Wolverine. The first one. Oh, X-Men Origins Wolverine.
I don't know if I like it anymore.
Oh,
I liked it at the time, but when I watched it back, I said, This is a five pack of ass.
Jesus.
This is a five pack of ass.
I loved it though.
You couldn't talk to me, man.
Gambit was calling it.
When he came out the water and it was like that with the thing, I said, yo.
The action was great, but it was a terrible movie.
Oh, I mean.
it's a terrible movie.
Yeah.
Some of the worst CGI I've ever seen ever. On his claws, I said, yo, you're not even trying.
What? Where did you watch it? Did you watch it online?
Nah.
If you watched it online,
I know what a string thing. I know what you're talking about. Them man
the one online that was the unfinished version
and it was just pants.
Nah, you could see the strings, like the plane was 2D and it went into the building, and then like the fire, it was just like, you know, it was like PowerPoint.
Man said PowerPoint.
You know the PowerPoint bang, just pew. That's
wow.
It.
Wow.
Yeah, it was.
I would have turned it off.
I enjoyed it, to be honest.
With the 2D.
With the 2D thing, fam.
You know, I can't even hate.
Do you guys feel like the scary movies have aged well?
Statue of
Limitations. Not at all.
I feel like the second one. I still think the second one's funny.
Oh, man. Come on, though. That's
the second one.
Not
is
aged
funny.
Well. Like, I don't think a lot of the jokes you can.
No,
in that sense, no. But I will never forgive when they did that basketball scene, or when
my man was spinning on his head.
When homeboy with the hand and the wheelchair guy are going back to back.
Hey,
no jizzy.
What's this?
Scary Movie 2.
I can't remember any of them. I watched them once and then I said I can't remember it. Because it was scary movies for me. I stayed away from any scary movie. And then, of course, the titled Scary Movie.
Yeah,
I just thought they were all in the same.
Nah, they just take the piss out of them. And
Epic was a bad one. It was great for what it was at that time.
Terrible movie.
What was I going to say?
It was great for what it was at that time.
Transformers 3 is a very much disliked film. But I love it.
I think it's great.
I think it's one of the best films ever made.
I think it's fantastic. Transformers 2, I understand why people say it was trash, because watching it in hindsight is terrible.
4 and 5 are some of the worst films I've ever... I think 5 might be my worst cinema experience next to Suicide Squad.
Yeah, 5 was terrible.
I couldn't believe... I said
4 was okay.
I said, yo...
5 was terrible.
I needed to ask for my money back with Suicide Squad, really. That's the one film I feel like... This is just... horrendous. Like, you man didn't even try to make a good film.
Yeah, y'all didn't even try.
Oh, you're skanking.
What about really good movies? Oh my days. Kara was getting in and out.
What's the Skepta song? I love a sugar them, sugar them.
That's what she was doing in the movie, dog. What about the movies that are actually critically acclaimed that you guys have seen and you're like, it didn't do anything for me?
The Hateful Eight. I said, nah, yo, give me my time,
who's,
back, man. You can
who's the guy that's married to Eva Mendes?
Ben Affleck.
No,
back in the
Eva Mendes? You're thinking about he does all the scary sort of films like Edward Scissorhands.
No, I don't know. I'm talking about Eva Mendes.
Ryan Gosling, my bad.
Ryan Gosling film.
He makes bad films.
There was that one film.
Drive.
I don't know. He was silent for the whole film. And then at the end of the film, he had to get his arms cut off.
That sounds terrible.
Yeah, nah.
That sounds like a terrible movie.
I really watched it.
and everybody loved it.
No, I watched it. This was in Kunle's.
And then he just had it up.
Yeah, he had it up. And you know when you're waiting for time, you're just watching the film. Yeah, you're like,
say what? Wait, come on. Describe it a bit more.
No, that's it.
It can't be.
It is.
He was silent and he had to cut his arms off.
Yeah, there wasn't much dialogue. And
if it was one of those niche films, those are
like he had to sacrifice films, something, and he gave up his arms. It was like
Sundance films.
No, it was on film four, bro.
That's the them Sundance
films. Straight no, to film
you know
four.
Them ones.
Yeah,
you know one film that
just Sundance.
Honestly, just trash. Fam, Tenant, yeah.
Tenant is bad. Like, do you know what? I was in the cinema. And I said, yo, what the fuck is happening? Like,
I swear to God.
Nolan, get your shit together.
And I love Nolan, but what the fuck is that? What
and
is that
And there was
movie?
The audio mixing as well.
What is
this
that
man
movie?
Weren't speaking.
You couldn't even hear what my man was saying half the time, man. That movie was trash.
That film was amazing.
What are you you're capping, man. I'm sorry.
I'm not capping. I'm throwing.
Nah, you're capping.
You're what? Sorry?
I'm throwing right now. Like, my throw is throwing. You know what I'm saying? I can't really say
that
much.
That might be the name of the episode.
It is.
Throw is throwing. But you know what? Why do you think that movie was good?
To be fair, I feel like it wasn't that loved.
Yeah, people have kind of walked away from it a bit confused.
Mm.
Yes, a lot of people walked away from confused, but I like the element of just like the science talk. Like, you know when we had
film, but I don't like that. Because the only person that understood that film was Christopher Nolan. Like, do you know the homegirl that's trying to explain it to David Washington's character? Right, I said, what are you talking about?
You've not explained anything.
Like, I'm none the wiser. Homegirl saying it can... go reverse
in time, and then there's the turnstiles, and you have to go through it in order to go back.
So, all right, so basically,
and what the box was from, it was nonsense.
Because
I've never seen a film not make sense like that.
He's now going, going back in time.
I don't believe you know what happened.
So John W. Washington?
John David Washington.
John David Washington, yeah. So, John David, basically, he's now going back in time while he's moving forward, yeah? But he's now leaving clues to himself, which is going forward in time.
Nah, that's just BS. Listen to yourself. That doesn't make sense.
I'm listening to myself.
I think he finally outdid himself, Nolan, of that movie.
He's the only person I think that... I don't even think he understands. All the actors... I couldn't act that film because all the actors as well were saying... I have no idea what's happening here.
Imagine them filming it. They ain't got a Scooby, mate.
I can't pretend to act something I don't understand what's happening. Like, people are saying that because Pattinson's character, or whatever homeboy, Robert Pattinson's character is John David Washington's son. I said, that boy don't have a lick of black in him. did not even try.
Listen.
Sorry, what?
So, you know how he likes that tall white lady? They're saying that that kid is that they raise it together, more or less. So you know how she has to pick him up from school?
Yep.
They're saying that more or less after they whacked off homeboy or they killed homeboy.
That's the son.
That's the
they,
son.
They raised him together.
Man. So the son that's on the boat. Isn't there a son on the boat?
So Robert Pattinson, they're trying to say is the two white ladies' son.
But that's from the offspring. Yeah, but that's from the offspring of the guy who owns the yacht.
Yeah, yeah. But they raised him together, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's what stepdad. He stepped up. Simple.
He's not the dad. That
what stepdad can't be black now.
Was it? He's a dad.
I mean,
bloody
sure.
Racist.
Yeah, call me what you know. I can't even care.
Quentin Tarantino movie, the Hollywood one. That one was trash.
Oh my god, that was bad.
What, the Bollywood one.
Hollywood.
I never shook at them.
No. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. It's the most recent Tarantino movie.
Have you seen it? No, I haven't seen it.
Don't waste your time.
Yeah. I love Leo. I love everyone involved in that film. That was a bad film. There's no other way to put it.
It only got going in the last 10 minutes.
I don't even think it got going.
Yeah. I'm not even mad at you saying that. Yeah,
I remember leaving the cinema and thinking, wow, this is bad. Oi, listen.
Imagine just let me just wow.
That's so funny.
This is bad.
This is ass.
Trash.
Anymore?
I mean, we can also just go into films that are just bad. Point blank period. Fucking It Chapter 2. And I loved In Chapter 1. I said, what the fuck are you, man? How do you mess this up?
I have not seen either.
Oh, you're doing yourself a disservice. It Chapter 1, that slaps.
I don't know if it's my kind of film, you know. But I've heard good things. I feel like everybody was disappointed by the second one from what I've seen.
I'm trying to think if there's... Hey, you know what?
Toy Story 4.
It was just mid.
No, it was...
It wasn't bad.
Do you know what? Like,
it just didn't need to be made.
Yeah, there is
it just
that.
Didn't need to be made. Pixar will never make a, quote-unquote, in my opinion, terrible film. They just have quite a few films that are just mid.
I completely...
I would actually make
an argument that WALL-E is bad.
WALL-E?
Mid.
I don't know, man.
I get it.
Do you know about the dark truth about WALL-E? He was feeding humans to humans.
Is this...
So, like, apparently they go off and they escape.
Do me a favor.
What?
The city of London is a country.
Yeah. No. Right. So there is a state and then there is a country, right?
Mm.
So Israel is not a country. It's a state. The Washington, D.C. is a state. The Vatican is a state. Nigeria could be considered a state. And
say what?
The Biafran people could actually be considered a country within a state. Yeah.
All right. Loz, Han, if you're listening to this,
but the United States is a collection of states, but they have now united to become a country.
Got you.
The same way with like the USSR. You had like Ukraine and all these other places, and then they just distance themselves and now become their own country. Yeah.
Do you know what's mad as black people? Like when we're planning on going on holiday and there's a certain place in the world we want to go, there's just certain places that I will never touch.
Like where?
Fucking Ukraine, are you dumb?
Why not? Go to Kiev.
No, bro. Have you not been seeing the news?
What's happened?
So we're getting
people.
Well, us.
Oh, we go there, it's kind.
Why?
So, the racism you'll see.
Oh, you know what? You might be wrong there because there is some documentary about black people going to Russia.
And having a whale of a time. I've heard
at the time of the Jim Crow era. So I wouldn't say.
Yikes.
That's really poor.
Nah, man.
But,
they be racist. No,
like
man.
There was propaganda to actually accept black people, and a lot of them were actually loved. Back in the day. Okay. I'm not sure about now.
Have you been to Italy?
But Ukraine.
No.
If you're talking about racism.
Nigga, no.
Ah, no, it's just deep.
You know, I ain't going no damn Italy.
Bro, crazy? It's kind of funny out there, man.
Thank you, dog.
No, but you know what?
I know it was them fight. God damn.
No, but you know what it is about Italy is they don't like the immigrants. They don't like the illegal immigrants. That's what it is.
I mean, most countries don't like
illegal immigrants. No, but they go to Italy.
What do you mean? Is it the same thing we have here?
Nah.
Taking all our jobs.
Nah, they come from France.
I want to see Brexit Italy.
Could you imagine?
They're trying to do it. Well, they tried to do it, but they weren't really successful because they don't have any money.
Italiano, get out of my country.
Yeah.
Listen, if that's how they're getting down.
Would you go to Australia?
Hell no. I'm not going to a country where the animals can kill you as well. There's what am I? Koala bears can give you chlamydia.
Fun fact for the day.
I don't know why it's koala bears, but bro.
What are you talking about? That's a fact. That's a well-known fact.
Yikes, that's gross.
Why are they touching koala bears, like, bro? Like, how do you get middle from koala bear?
I don't know how you get it.
I don't think I want to know.
I don't. So that's,
I actually don't want to know.
Let's not find out.
That's gross as hell.
Let's not find out.
Home girls are taking back shots from koala.
Okay. apparently New Zealand is like. A less
like I had a teacher that
inhabited
went,
place compared to Australia, like as far as like wildlife and
I
like,
went yeah
you know, seeing them hench off spiders and that type of thing. Apparently, you don't see them as much in New Zealand.
Yeah,
I don't understand
because New Zealand is like
its own island, isn't it?
No, it's the weather there is a lot calm and it's not nice. Hence so why you have a lot of sheep there. But like when we were in year 9 or year 8, one of the years, a New Zealand teacher came through, Miss Davis, shout out to her. And she just told us about New Zealand and how lovely it is and how like welcome it is. Like back in the day where in 2008, LGBTQ weren't really, it weren't really the topic of conversation. Mm. Back there, they were very accepting about it.
Chilling.
Very accepting. So
I just don't see how you can have that much land and just not be like, everyone just come here. They've got a population of 5 million.
What, Australia or New Zealand?
New Zealand.
New Zealand.
Oh, yeah.
These people we talk about overpopulation. I'm like, send some of the people there.
You know what?
You can.
You're not wrong.
You know what? There is some, you know what? What's her name? Priti Patel. She wants to do that with some of the immigrants in the UK. Like send them to an island. To be honest,
that lady is a different kind of evil, man.
No, I understand. I understand the logic.
I can't hear it.
I understand the logic in why she wants to do that, but it's there is the moral compass of where you can cross the line heavily.
She is a real.
Because in other words, what you can do is create another economy down there, and that means there's tax income.
She is a real sick O. Like,
but yeah. But there is like a nation in like
don't that's like Nash,
thousands of kilometers away from New Zealand. It's called Pickering.
And like, am I a prick?
No, it's called Pitcairn, something like that. Pitcairn or something.
I thought you said Bitcoin.
Nation of Bitcoin.
The UK is willing to give you land and some money to go build a place and then live there to increase the population. But a lot of people don't want to go there because it's known for paedophilia, even though it has a small population of like thousands.
Yikes.
Yeah, it's mad weird.
How are you known for all that?
Because I saw an ad when I was like 20. I was like, oh, I swear down, Pickering, yeah. Then I looked up on YouTube and it said, there was this one guy. He says, yeah, I mean, she wanted it. Hey. So, bro, like, information's there, innit? You got to take risk, But I'm telling you, don't go there because certain man move mad.
I have no business going to Pickering then. Okay, I guess
there are these places out in like the United Kingdom islands where they can give you land for you to populate, such as New Zealand. I mean, New Zealand isn't part of, well, actually, it kind of is, but if you want to go there, get some land.
Do your thing, innit?
Populate 15 populate. Kids.
15 kids. Kengis Kabogwe in that. What's the next topic?
What are 5 things you guys can't live without?
I don't know if there's 5.
Phone.
You don't have to be, you know, diplomatic in your answer. Just pick things that you feel like you need or, you know.
Phone.
You need to,
phone, keys, wallet, AirPods. That's me.
Phone, wallet. Keys, wallet, AirPod.
Phone, okay. Wallet.
Just give me my phone. I don't need my wallet.
My Apple Pay's on my phone. Yeah, that's a fact. The wallet, it might become extinct. I don't know how like our ID isn't on our phone yet.
It's because someone could take your phone and use your ID.
Yeah, but then someone could take your phone and use your card, I guess, to a certain extent. But no, but then that's the...
Security thing.
Yeah, there's things they could put in place easily. Also, if your ID, like, they don't look like your ID.
And plus, if there's a company that has your ID for you to show your ID, then if there is a security breach...
I think that's why they won't do it.
Oh, because...
It's higher risk to have it on your phone than it would be to have it in your physical. If someone would have to physically take it from you, whereas on your phone, bro, anyone can hack your phone.
Okay.
All have our information anyway.
That's
so
what
it's
I'm
like,
saying. Like, I'm not even that.
You know what I'm saying?
These men are
if you're on Tinder, Bumble, all these dating apps, they know exactly what type you're into. Like, bro, go on YouTube and search it up. Like, there's like a documentary about it. And basically, they like, a woman asked for her data on just Tinder, right? And like they gave her like a big massive encyclopedia, right, of all her information, who she likes, what she likes.
But I don't know, you know.
So they know exactly who you are.
My question to that's actually a good question. I've never asked you, man. Would you man say you have a type?
Probably Vincent. Yes, no. Hi.
Why is he acting?
Why? What's going on, man?
Saying, bro?
What's going on?
I'm gonna pause it.
Yeah, I don't have a type
on paper.
But that's what I'm saying. I don't really feel like If you put all of my girlfriends that I've had in the past in a line, none of them look the same.
Mm-hmm.
Are you sure about that? Come on, God, I'm just trying to light your block. I'm sorry.
Jesus Christ, are you trying to make the house hot?
Right. No, I don't have a type.
No, I don't think most people do.
When it comes to the conversation of marriage, I might just have a type.
Right.
But do you have a, I think we all have a type of personality we would go for, but as in terms of body and that, because that's what I'm saying, like to your point, as in they know you, like, I'm just going to say, no, sir, you don't, because
I'm here to tell you that you don't know.
Let me tell you something.
Because none of my girls be looking, none of my girls be looking the same.
I'm with you. I'm the same, but I feel like men get chastised for not saying they have a type.
Do we?
I feel that way.
I don't know. I
feel like you have to say you have a type or say you like this.
No, that's funny.
If I was to come out now, if I was to come out now and say, yeah, I like white women.
Where are the white women at?
The podcast get lock off, dog. I get lock off. It's not true. I'm not saying I don't like white women. Could but you I'm prefer just saying one, hypothetically. I'm saying that I'm gonna get shot in the face.
Would you say that that's a safe answer for somebody to say that they don't have a type?
It's safer than saying you like white women. I tell you that for free.
Question though, do you man think
yo,
we have a type? As in, do you think
you attract a certain type?
Oh yeah.
Would you say
most of the people think I have a type? You ain't gonna say it right now. Don't say it, please. Okay. But you know.
But yeah, I hear what you're saying. As in, do you think Demi has a type?
Yeah, for sure. I know what your type is.
That's a good question.
I know what your type is. I know you, bro.
If you gave me an array of women and you asked me who do you think Demi would like, I'd be able to pick out which ones over others.
And I'll be 100%
correct. I don't think you have
what
a specific
do you think my type. Is?
I can't say it right now.
Is it? Say it. Nah, come on, for conversation like that.
Semi skimmed milk.
Come on.
I'm only playing, man.
Is that what you think?
No, okay.
I just feel like saying it. Nah.
I don't know what you think, bro, but like, listen, I know your type. On paper, I could write it down.
Come on, nah, I'm interested. Say, for the conversation, say.
No, I'm not saying it now.
Why not?
I'm not putting you out there like that.
Nah,
man.
Put me up. Come on, it's a conversation. I'm not going to be offended, there,
man.
I'm not going to be offended.
I don't know why we're raising our voices and going high pitch.
it's a tense conversation.
I'm genuinely interested. Say it. I'm not going to be offended.
I don't. No.
What's E-man's type?
Shook.
Do you know what E-man's type?
I don't know.
I genuinely don't have a type. That's the thing. I just don't have a type. If I find, listen, if you're there and I think you're nice, then that's it. Like, it is where it is. That's it. Even like size, for example, like there's this one time, there was this one, I don't want to say she's big, yeah, but like she's not slim, of course. She's not slim. But she had flavor that I was like, you know what, that's a really nice flavor I like to be around. You know what I'm saying? But I wouldn't say that I have a type. But in terms of marriage, it's a bit different.
Do you attract a certain clientele?
That's
like a more interesting conversation. I can see him smiling because I feel like he knows what the answer is.
They be on his ass.
They might be running man down.
Running man down in my Jordans.
Sip of water.
Messy.
Sip of water.
I heard Ivy.
To be honest, I wouldn't know.
You wouldn't know.
I wouldn't know.
Interesting. Interesting answer.
I wouldn't know, mate. I wouldn't know. Hey, man, I'm a virgin, man. I don't do that.
Man's
that
purely virgin.
Yeah, he's cap. In Jesus' name, no more cap.
Nah, man, it's fro.
No more Captain America.
It's fro.
No more Captain America. Right.
Getting out of hand now.
Five things you can't live without.
Five things you can't live without. I said,
don't die
phone,
for
wallet.
Phone has to be probably number one at this point in
human
your life. Yeah, I feel like if you don't have a phone,
you couldn't live with your passport.
You can. You just won't go anywhere, innit?
Yeah, but you can't do anything without your passport. Because like, if you wanted to get a job, then you would need a form of identification.
That's a fact. I hear what you're saying, but like. Yeah. I could be, or if I lost my passport, I could be okay. If that makes sense, that I'd be fine. I'd need to get that shit sorted, But I would be fine.
Apartment, to be honest.
I mean, yeah, you'd be homeless without it, no? And just be on the street.
I could stay at my parents', but it's just
long.
Yeah, no, there's a different level of insanity. That
excuse me.
I know he has
no, because I've moved from my parents to my place.
Yeah, to move back.
To move back is just
oh my god. I've no business going back there.
Me neither.
Yeah. Like sometimes I'll go there for like extended period, let's say for a week, out of a month, and just be like, yeah, whatever, cool. But
this was nice.
Yeah, this was nice. Mm. But to stay there for like
an extended period of time, like come on,
another 6 months, I just wouldn't be sane.
What? Nah, I hear what you're saying.
I wouldn't be the same. Sorry,
I don't think that's an over-exaggeration. When you first said that, I was a bit like, oh, I don't know if that's a bit over the top, but I hear that. I hear that. Mm. I don't think I have any want to go back. I mean, I don't know. In the sense that I think at some point maybe life might put you in a position where you might want to go back. It's an easy way to save. But nah. Like willingly.
No. Do you guys find as time has progressed? Well, I guess it's dependent to the person, but do you feel like a laptop, for example, is something that you guys find important? Like if you lost your laptop, would you
yeah, very much so. Yeah, very, very much so. I need
I don't know
laptop.
If I would, you know.
No, you say that. If that broke, you'd be
touch wood. Like,
exactly. Your man's touching wood if it weren't that important.
Thing is, I'll be pissed, but like I get it. Like I won't have lost anything. I wouldn't have lost anything that I can't salvage. And everything on here exists, if that makes sense. Like I've not had any of my music on here.
Yeah.
I've only got the old podcast audio on here. And that's all, it all exists on the internet somewhere anyway.
And then
so if I lost it, obviously it'd be peak, but
got your work laptop as well.
Yeah.
So I don't know. You say that. When my laptop broke last year, I had to get one. Literally, I had to take a day off to go get a new laptop. Like, I couldn't not have a laptop.
But having a phone, I know phones technology isn't... I mean, it is catching up, to be fair, to the point where people more or less have their whole life on a phone. You're going to be more pissed, obviously, if you lose your phone compared to your laptop.
Yeah, but I still think the laptop is very necessary. I think you're underrating how necessary
it is. I've been there where a laptop has blown up on me, to be fair, and that was a deadly day. So
Max be just dying on people, man. I've seen it happen.
My Mac has done all right, you know.
Yeah, Apple Pro.
This thing is probably one of the best things I've bought.
They really don't.
It's lasted so long.
Up to standard, yeah. They don't make them proper.
Uni, it was just
absolutely trash products.
So many what Max?
Yeah, even Apple iPhones.
Have you had a Mac before?
Horrible.
My Mac is talking.
I think he's just talking. My Mac has done me amazing.
All products are trash from Apple.
I've seen so many people like at uni. Their Mac just died on. You're talking to yourself, you know.
I don't care. Other people are listening to me.
Nah, my Mac's done a job, man.
Been in the chat. Somebody listen to me.
I want to make sure I make it last, man, because these things are expensive. But I don't want to buy another one, man. But I have to at some point.
Yeah.
But yeah, man. Should we
wrap up?
Should we give him some music suggestions?
Yes, sir. So let's see. What am I cooking? Who wants to go first?
I'm a hustler, baby.
So my choice will be Alcoholic Freestyle by Kia Keys. He's finally put on streaming services, which means...
The first one or the second one?
The first one, part one.
Okay.
I can't believe, like, he's just so good.
My choice is Makosa Rhythm by Jules and Hailey from, what's that called, Western.
Did you say Hailey?
Is it Hailey or Hailey?
It's Hailey.
Hailey, Holly, whatever.
Holly!
He's amazing, obviously.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, he's a UK goat.
And Jules' project is really, really good. Check it out.
Back in the day on Windows.
I swear it's Hailey.
XP. Is it 2003 or XP? One of them. Yeah. So basically, I'll log into my brother's user, then I'll just take his music. And then there was this song here by Anthony Hamilton, Everybody. Yeah, it's a tune. He just brings me back memories. Back in the day,
he was supposed to be the chosen one, Anthony Hamilton.
He was. Yeah. This was like And One mixtape days.
Damn.
LimeWire days.
Rest in peace to And One music.
Yeah.
Rest in peace.
And One mixtape basketball mixtape.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's when everybody was making the mixtapes. That's what I understood about mixtapes. I thought mixtapes were just basically visuals of you playing ball, but nah, now it's different. But yeah, shout out to Ballers Life and all them man there. But yeah, but Anthony Hamilton, everybody. Yeah,
I wonder what he did why he didn't like blow. Like obviously he's respected like in the hip hop rap scene, but I don't know. He never really Anthony Hamilton.
Yeah.
I mean, I've only heard a handful of his songs, but I know he comes with a certain reputation. But yeah, he just didn't really blow. I guess
Because it wasn't the type of music that everyone wanted to listen to.
If it had come out however many years later, it probably would have done a lot better.
Yeah, if it was like 2002, 2003, I think he would have blown differently.
Maybe. Or if it was maybe a little bit later. Maybe. I don't know. But yeah, the time it came out, it just didn't, for whatever reason, do what we're supposed to do.
And I think that's when the South started to emerge. Like, we didn't really hear of the South in like the UK, but that's when they started to do their own thing, and then they started to make their own stuff. Mm. And then they started to become stars in their own places. And then later on, there was 106 and Park. Like, the South has actually been ruling for a long time. But yeah.
They've got enough legends.
Yeah.
But yeah, man. 110.
Ah.
Nice beach.
Love it.
Yeah, love for the love, my G's. Rate, subscribe, and tell your people dems. Until next time.
Yes, sir.